Hey guys, it's Ritvi here. Welcome to episode 2. So I wanted to do this episode on overthinking because yesterday I was overthinking. Okay, so it's really hard for a lot of people. That's what I'm going to say first of all. I'm actually going to talk about the overall of this. A person who has a problem of overthinking or looking in the past a lot or fearing the future or completely obsessively thinking about something which is unnecessary or something like that, but has anxiety or stress. You should know that. So a lot of everybody who has anxiety or stress and is going to listen to this podcast is really, really going to relate to what I'm saying. There are going to be some points where you all are going to be like, wow, she knows my life, because it's pretty much the same for every person. First, it's a gradual process, okay? You cannot expect yourself to first meditate or be mindful for one day, because that's also another thing. Meditation, I will come to that. Meditation is a great way to get out of overthinking, stress, or anxiety and lead a happier life. But you cannot expect yourself one day to do meditation and then expect yourself next day to be a complete priest or a complete monk or just be happy, forget about all the problems in your life. No, because it's a gradual process. You cannot have results in one day. Or for what even doing my meditation for 1 hour, and you cannot expect yourself to have the results that quick, because it's not that easy and it's not that fast. Otherwise, a lot of people here would not be suffering that much, because then anxiety would not exist, right? Because one day you do meditation and then you're done. You're rid of all your problems, but that's not how it works. First, patience. Patience is so important in this, honestly, because when people are not patient and they want fast results, they want that the next day they have everything achieved, they're going to start stressing on about that. They're going to start cribbing on about that. It's going to make your anxiety worse. It's going to make everything worse. So first, be patient. If you do not get results in the time you expected or in a month, suppose in a month you don't get it, that doesn't mean you give up. Because once you give up, you're not going to cure, right? So don't give up and be patient in this. Okay, another thing I want to say, don't treat people with anxiety as people who are like, who are fine. Don't, if you're ever going to be talking to a person with anxiety, with overthinking problem, with stress, if you actually say, I'm sick of my problems, oh my God, your life is so perfect, my problems are so much bigger, you have no idea what they are suffering through. Okay, so just stop. Okay, I'm sorry for being so frontal about this and, well, maybe being a bit sarcastic as well. But this is something that I've gone through as well, and people need to understand that it's not as easy. Okay? Your problems might be as big as that. I'm not saying that you're a person who doesn't matter. Of course you are. But saying this makes them feel really bad. Okay? Because I've been said like that. Oh, your life is perfect. Because just never assume things, because you never know what's going on in the other person's life. All right? So now we're going to get into what you can actually do. So first is chat with your friends. Be with people who you love, because they're gonna make everything easier, which also relates to the second point that I'm about to make. Tell somebody. Tell a family member. Tell your sibling. Tell a teacher, maybe. Tell a friend. Tell anybody who you can trust. Okay, completely trust, and just tell it to them. Trust me, the burden becomes super duper light. Like you don't, it's like you don't even have to worry about that thing. It's like that thing has just gone away, okay? It's wiped out. Tell somebody. Talk to people. Okay? And also coming back to the first one, enjoy with those people. Watch TV with them. Okay? If that's maybe something you want to do. Play a board game with them. Play something with them. Chat with your friends. Have fun. Catch up. All of that. It's the best way to distract yourself. Okay? And please do tell somebody, because that's a thing that's going to lighten the burden of your problem so much. Trust me, just tell it to somebody. What's the worst that can happen, right? Just tell it to them. They're always going to be there for you, right? So just tell. Okay, now coming back to the meditation point. Yes, meditation is a great way. It's one of the best ways you can actually get out of this vicious cycle of thinking or stress or something. You can come out of it. Just practicing mindfulness for some time. You guys can go on to Netflix. You guys can go on to Headspace, which is a great, amazing app for stress or anything. You can listen to episodes over there as well. So it's a really good thing. You can get there. Okay. Meditation is also a very good thing. You can do that. You can attend online classes or you can listen to some videos. There are a lot of things available. Yes. Mindfulness, meditation, a great way. So these are a lot of things that have helped me. Okay. Another thing. So this doesn't help me lifelong. Like, it doesn't help me for a lot of time. Like, all of doing all of these things, okay, helped me. But there's also another thing, actually, I want to say. I'm sorry for making this like this, but I don't have a script, okay? I say this like I'm talking to somebody and I'm telling them something. So I'm sorry if this is quite messy. Another thing that I like to do is give myself a pep talk. Honestly, a pep talk always works. When you don't want to tell people what's going on, pep talk is the way to go with it. Stand in front of a mirror or just walk around and tell yourself, what are you doing? If it's a stupid thing you're worrying about, realize that. First, realize that you're going into the pattern or this trap of thinking. Realize that you're unnecessarily doing all of this, that you don't need to do all of this, but you are. You're going into the trap again. What I tell myself is, Jithvi, you're going into the trap again. You're letting your mind control you, but you need to have control over yourself. You cannot let your mind control you. You're thinking about unnecessary things which don't matter at all. So why think about this and ruin your day? Why keep thinking about yesterday when it's gone? When that thing won't matter. That thing is not going to matter in 5 years. So stop thinking about it. If you give yourself a pep talk, it is like it affects so much for me. You should try it once. I'm not saying it's a guarantee. It might not work for some people, but it does work for me. So you can try that. Okay, that's another thing that you can try. It's very good. It always works for me. Second, I'm going to quick this up a little. Quotes, reading quotes. You can search up quotes for motivation, quotes for people with stress, quotes for people with anxiety, quotes for overthinking. There's so much to see. There's so much you can get with it. Just read those quotes because I find them really motivating. You can try that as well. Another thing. Read websites. Why am I overthinking? How can I stop overthinking? Honestly, I do that all the time. I know it's a waste of time, but it helps me. When I read those, I'm able to get motivation. Okay, and I write them down in a notebook. And whenever I feel stressed, I just open that page from the notebook and I'm like, we're done. And then I feel better. Okay, so I'm just gonna pause here for a minute and we're gonna go back and we're just gonna take a little break and get to it again. Okay, hi again. So, I've always wanted to do a podcast, as I mentioned in episode 1 as well. So I have a little surprise for you all. I wanted to make this podcast into something way big, or I'd start to promote it a bit, if I'm going to be very honest with you. I am going to be making a website which is fully dedicated to this podcast. And what I'm going to be doing, you can find everything over there. It's going to be a full detailed website about everything about me, about this podcast, and everything is going to be there. I am so deeply excited about this. And thank you all so much. And I know right now there's not a lot of people who have been able to listen to this, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of supporters out there and a lot of people who I can be able to help. So thank you so much. I'm super duper excited. Thank you.
Yay!
Okay, guys, so I'm going to be ending the podcast over here. I really hope you enjoyed. Please make sure to share this podcast with everybody, and especially with the people you know suffer with their mental health and struggle to keep it balanced. Please share it with them. If you have any queries or if you have any questions or anything, that please make sure to message me. I'm available there. You can send a voice message to me. I will be getting it over here and I will include it into my episodes as well and answer them. Thank you so much for all your support and I hope you enjoyed. Bye.
Oh, thank you.